I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Saturday, May 28th. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has charged a woman with DWI in Ozark County. Arrest records show 38-year-old Jessica Finnern of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, faces charges of driving while intoxicated, failure to comply with an ignition interlock requirement, and no insurance. Finnern was cited and released on the scene. A man was charged with DWI in Shannon County on Friday afternoon. Arrest records say 28-year-old Darian Horton of Winona, Missouri, is charged with driving while intoxicated. Horton was cited and released on the scene. An arrest in Howe County left a man with DWI charges. According to arrest records, 61-year-old Roger Young of Mountain View, Missouri, was arrested for misdemeanor driving while intoxicated, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway, failure to register a motor vehicle, consumption of an alcoholic beverage while driving, and no seatbelt. Young was taken to the Mountain View Police Department, where he was later released. A driver now faces charges of driving while intoxicated after an early morning traffic stop on Saturday. Arrest records say 19-year-old Titus Seeley of West Plains, Missouri, is charged with misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and having no seatbelt. Seeley was taken to the Howe County Jail, where he was later released. Finally, an Ava, Illinois resident will face DWI charges in Shannon County. Arrest records disclose that 39-year-old Jake Wolgamon of Ava, Illinois is charged with misdemeanor driving while intoxicated and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. Wolgamon was taken to the Shannon County Jail, where he was later released. The Southern Baptist Convention has released a list of alleged abusers from congregations that are a part of the Southern Baptist Convention. One area preacher from Arkansas was listed on that report for an allegation dating back to 2012. The report shows Paul Kevin Hendricks was a youth minister at the First Baptist Church in Cherokee Village, Arkansas. Hendricks admitted he had engaged in sexual activities with a 14-year-old girl. He was fined $3,500, sentenced to 120 months of probation, and required to register as a sex offender. For the entire report, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A crash near Houston, Missouri took the life of a Licking, Missouri woman on Friday morning. Crash reports from the Highway Patrol show a 2007 Ford Ranger driven by 53-year-old Penny Kinserlow of Licking, Missouri was pulling out of a private drive and failed to yield to a 2019 Ford F-250 driven by 32-year-old Robert Forrester of Licking, Missouri. Kinserlow was announced dead on the scene by the Texas County Coroner. Forrester suffered minor injuries and was taken by ambulance to Houston's Texas County Memorial Hospital for treatment. This is Troop G's ninth fatality for 2022 compared to 12 this time last year. The accident happened on U.S. Highway 63, 5 miles north of Houston. A crash on Highway 395 in Fulton County took the life of a Salem, Arkansas man on Friday morning. According to fatal crash summaries from the Arkansas State Police, a 2013 Dodge driven by 19-year-old Thomas Basham of Salem was traveling southbound on Highway 395 when the vehicle left the roadway, went into a ditch, and struck a tree. Basham was killed as a result of the crash. The Arkansas State Police were investigating whether conditions were cloudy and road conditions were dry at the time of the crash. The West Plains Police Department said in a press release on Friday afternoon that a man was killed in a crash. The West Plains Police and Fire Departments responded to Ozark Road in reference to a single vehicle accident. On arrival, personnel found a Ford F-350 flatbed truck pulling a large cattle trailer that had crashed into a tree on the side of the roadway and was jackknifed across the roadway. The driver and passenger of the vehicle had to be extricated from the car. The driver of the vehicle was found to be deceased. A passenger inside the car had moderate injuries and was transported by ambulance to an area hospital. The investigation of the accident indicated the driver had an apparent medical emergency while driving, causing him to become unconscious and crash into the tree. The identity of the occupants has not been released due to family members not being properly notified. Four 2022 graduates of the West Plains High School, one from Liberty High School, and one from Willow Springs High School have each been presented with a one-time $2,000 scholarship by the West Plains Bank and Trust Company Employee Scholarship Committee. Those awarded include Matthew Mayberry, son of Cody and Kelly Mayberry of West Plains, Missouri, Morgan West, daughter of Jason and Liliana West of Moody, Missouri, Kata Sterner, daughter of Robbie and Paula Sterner, Kaylee Lamb, daughter of Jesse and Promise Lamb, Karina Crevencio, daughter of Dimitri and Anna Kervencho of Willow Springs, Missouri, and Kena Woolsey, daughter of Daniel and Jackie Woolsey of Mountain View, Missouri. Established in late 2014, the West Plains Bank and Trust Company Employee Scholarship Fund was created by bank employees with the purpose of supporting college-level study for young people interested in the field of banking. The opportunity to apply was extended to graduating seniors in the school districts of West Plains R7, Mountain View Birchtree R3, Willow Springs R4, and Houston R1. For pictures of the scholarship recipients and to view the entire press release, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. As Mental Health Awareness Month comes to a close, Arkansas health officials are reminding older adults of the resources available as the social isolation of the pandemic has hit them particularly hard. 1 in 4 older adults nationwide reported anxiety and depression during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a study. Dr. Tammy Alexander helps lead the Division of Aging, Adult, and Behavioral Health Services at the Arkansas Department of Human Services. She says social distancing kept many older adults off from support networks, which made mental health challenges even worse.
That connection helps with just regulating our mental health. Having that connection, being involved and feeling supported by our friends and family. So much of that in-person connection was cut off during COVID that I think most people had some negative impacts.
The State Department of Human Services supports 12 community mental health centers that are able to serve people who are uninsured or underinsured. For people without insurance who might need a light touch mental health counseling service, DHS supports therapeutic counseling in all 75 counties in the state. Dr. Rhonda Randall agrees it's important to look out for signs of mental health challenges in loved ones. That may mean disinterest in activities they usually enjoy, a change in sleep patterns, or mentioning feelings of hopelessness. She added that it's important for people to seek help from a trusted health professional.
Mental health is part of our health. It's a conversation you should be having with your primary care physician when you go get your annual checkup, especially if you already have an established relationship. And it can be a really good place to start and also take into context your other medical conditions.
According to the 2021 America's Health Rankings report from United Health Foundation, 23.5% of Arkansans reported being told by a doctor that they had depressive disorder. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We are everywhere. You need us. Don't forget that if alcohol is involved in your weekend celebrations, make sure to have a designated driver. Drive sober or get pulled over. At ECNN, we care.